Thank you, Lulu.
You're welcome. Thank you, Gail.
You bet. Hi, Bailey. This is Gail. How are you today?
Hi, Gail. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I heard that I was talking to the right-hand woman, the woman in charge.
Yes, ma'am. That's me.
That's awesome. Lulu sent a message over to me before she transferred you. So that's awesome.
I like to think I'm funny, but most people don't laugh at my jokes, so I like y'all.
Actually, I thought it was awesome. I had somebody tell me one time they were the, how'd they put it? It was something like they were the official RBS, I think. It is what it was.
That's also actually no, that's not me. I smile for odd reasons. Like I
do too.
In the most awkward situations. Yeah, I'm glad you know.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
It's not fun, you know. But at least
right.
Everybody has to
smile. Yes, exactly. I walk to the grocery store and I smile and wink at everybody. I mean everybody. Just because I feed on their smiles. Their smiles make me happy. So you do that too.
I used to think I was an empath, you know, because I could sense other people's emotions and fed off of them. So,
right. So, oh, wow.
I don't really know what an empath is. Somebody told that to me one time.
I think we're part witch. I just think all women are part witch.
Honestly,
I
have family from Salem, so...
Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And I'm not going to dispute it. I think I dress up as a witch every year for Halloween.
Oh.
I love witches.
Cousin, is that you?
What's that?
Dale, are you my cousin?
Maybe. We just might be. I'm telling you. So Lulu said that you were interested in the Google Guaranteed program.
Yes.
Awesome. Now, so just so I can kind of get an idea of where you're at and where you want to go, I was looking to see what you had so far for online presence. You've got your Google Business profile up and running. You've got a beautiful website. And it sounds like you wanted to try and find... Well, your best spots for work were Tomball and Cypress.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, looking at the Tomball area, I don't find you on the first page. So, there are a couple of different things we could do. It sounds like you're a little bit familiar with the Google Guaranteed program, Bailey.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So you know then it's a pay-per-lead program, and the cool part about it is the leads are exclusive to you. They don't go to your competitors. So now I noticed you're on Home Advisor, or Angie, maybe. Have you ever had...
Yes, we're on Yelp and Angie.
What's that?
We're on Yelp and Angie.
Okay, gotcha. And how are they working out?
You know what, Yelp has been wonderful, and it's not crazy expensive at all.
Mm. Oh, nice.
But Angie, on the other hand, is very, very expensive, but I get a ton of leads, so.
Nice. So it's worth it.
I have to figure out how to revamp our Angie page so that I'm not spending $20,000 a month.
Oh gosh, you're not really. I hope that was a.
That's where our projection is right now. Yeah.
Oh wow! Wow. Okay.
So that's crazy. Today.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, definitely. Well, and you know, if you're doing fairly well on Angie's. I mean, you're getting some leads. That's, yeah, definitely on the expensive side. And you like Yelp, too. I think you're going to do great if we get you on the first page of Google. It's definitely one option. So there are different sections, if you can picture, when you do a search on Google. Up at the very top for your area are the Google Guaranteed ads, and those are in the little rectangles. So one of the nice things about the Google Guaranteed, too, is that you don't pay for invalid leads. So if you can't get, you know, if they leave you a message and you can't ever get a hold of them, it's an invalid lead. You don't pay for it. If it's outside your service area, you don't pay for it. If it's, if they're calling about a service you don't do, then you don't pay for it either. So you don't pay for all those invalid ones or any invalid ones that come through. And then, of course, that they're exclusive to you. So, you know, do you know why it's called Google Guaranteed, where the guarantee part comes in? I'm not sure how deeply, I'm not sure how much of a, how much you already know. I don't want to give you too much and bore you.
It's basically Google guarantees that that's a good business to go with.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, so there's a 4 to 8 week approval process and a couple prerequisites, things that they'll want to know. Any face-to-face employees, so anyone who would enter your client's homes, would need background checks. Is that something that you guys would be comfortable with? I mean, you're on the roof. Most of your crews are probably not going to see clients face-to-face. Maybe your superintendent?
So we have a sales team, mm-hmm. and then our sales guys actually go and do inspections on the roof, but they don't go into the home.
Okay. That may be just enough. They may not need it. If they did, is that something you'd be comfortable with? I mean, they're not looking for, like, DUIs and things like that. They're looking for felonies, really bad stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's an issue, no. I mean, one of my guys is a veteran.
Oh, gosh.
And
he'll be fine.
Yeah. And then me, I had one speeding ticket my whole life, and that's the extent of it. So
you're good then. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So, awesome. Yeah. And you've already got your Google business profile. You need to get 5 new Google reviews. Piece of cake, I'm thinking, with as much business as you guys are pushing through every month. And then, of course, you'd have to be licensed and insured, which, of course, you wouldn't be doing the volume of business you're doing if you weren't licensed and insured. Now, how many employees do you guys have, Bailey?
So it depends. So we have our roofer that actually mm-hmm. do the roof, and then we have one, two, three, four, five, six
salespeople. Oh, nice. Boy, you must cover a lot of ground, or they must.
Yes. So everybody has their own zone that they're zoned to, so that we can make sure that we're taking care of as much business in each area as possible.
Okay. Gotcha. That makes perfect sense. Okay. So, I'll swoop back around to the Google Guaranteed. So, really, I mean, you guys are a perfect fit for the Google Guaranteed. So, let's see what your lead fees are. So, okay, nice. So, your lead fees are $46.67 each, and you don't pay for any that are invalid, which will bring your overall cost down. You know, I would imagine if you took 10 home advisor leads, but you only got work out of two of them, you're probably still paying for 10 leads, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. And then that, of course, as you know, that those two that you did get has to absorb the cost of the other leads that you didn't. That's a tongue twister. And then it gets expensive. So that, let's see, there is also a monthly minimum budget required on Guaranteed. And for you, it's at $609 would be the minimum monthly. And at that amount should net you about 13 good solid leads each month. Now we can go up from that. And that's actually just Tomball. I didn't run Cypress yet. I think it's probably going to fall right about that same range, because they're close enough together. And so the Google Guaranteed ads then would put you, right now I see, Rose Roofing, Kid Roofing, JC&C Roofing. Are you familiar with any of those?
Yeah, some of them sound familiar.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, you would be right up there with them. So, right underneath the Google logo, pretty much. So, there's a one-time...
I want to be there.
So. Okay. All right. Well, then, let's go ahead and get you going. So, there's a one-time $250 non-refundable application fee that goes to Google. And then there's a one-time $99 setup. And then your minimum monthly budget isn't due until that review and approval process is done, usually about 4 to 8 weeks. And then, of course, you can adjust your budget where you need to. If you want more leads, adjust your budget up. That's no problem. Now, something else I was thinking for you, Bailey, to go along with that is right under the Google Guaranteed, right now for the Tomball area, I'm not seeing anyone run Google Ads, the pay-per-click, which is good because it actually bumps the map section up. So the map section sits right under the Google Guaranteed. And what we can do too is we can get you in that map section for roofing and bump some of these other guys out of there. And then you'd have, so in the map section, we don't filter or screen the calls at all. They all go directly to you right in the moment that someone's looking for a roofer. And then you do business how you do business from there. Take it, decline it. That's entirely up to you. And it's not expensive at all to get you on that map section, especially, let me look, you already have a GBP. Perfect. And you've already got a website. That's going to help. It'll help speed up that timeline too. Now, being right there in the Google Guaranteed section and in the map, being able to get unlimited calls from the map and just a flat monthly rate and then the Google Guaranteed, that sound like that would help you do some good growing next year?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So let me get pricing for Tomball for that map section. Okay. Well, Bailey, I'm just thinking here, how much growth do you want to accomplish? I mean, there are other options too.
I'm trying to build an empire, you know?
Okay, awesome. I like that. And it sounds like it sounds like you're getting there. It truly does.
Yeah.
Okay. I think what's going to work best for you is a layered approach, especially given how much you're having to shell out for Angie's and not really getting notable results. That's the word I was looking for, notable. So let's look at something different here. I'm thinking if we layer things for you. So we can do the map section and then, of course, the Google Guaranteed. We could also do some Facebook ads. They've been amazing. that post-pandemic, people started going to Facebook to look for local services. And of course, you know, Facebook made it easier. So we can drill in on sort of your ads only show in front of your preferred clientele, whatever that demographic looks like. If it's, you know, age range, income range, area, whether or not they have kids, what their interests are, things like that. So we can really target the ads to make them go as far as they can. And then the other neat thing I like is the retargeted ads through Facebook. Good example of a retarget. A couple of weeks ago, I needed jeans. My local Fleet Farm didn't have the right size. Not long enough. So I went on Wrangler.com, ordered them. They're here. But ever since then, I've got ads for jeans following me everywhere. Have you had that happen to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, those are retargeted ads. Cool thing about them is they don't cost you, the advertiser, anything. It's just free branding and free advertising. The only time that it costs against your monthly ad credits is when they click to call you, and then those average about 50 cents. So the package that I'm looking at for you that I think is going to work the best, it'll give you that layered effect, and so you'll end up with the map section, so you'll be right in the map, so that anytime anyone's looking for your services and shopping the map section, they'll be able to just click and call you. You'll be in the Google guaranteed, and then also over on Facebook. So that one is, let me see, actually a new package they put together. And now, you guys, are you 3 years in business, Bailey? Or is it longer than that? You three? Okay.
Yeah, three.
Okay. No, perfect. That way I can do a discount on here for you. So, look at one more thing here. I'm just checking to see what we can get as far as maybe getting a rate done for you. Now, does a layered effect sound like better than what you've got going so far? I mean, just really getting seen more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. All right, so it looks like this one is $698 is the total to get started. This one's called, it's the ideal package, and it is that layered effect. So I have to break out the cost for you for just a second. So to get started would be $698. And what that is the $250 Google guaranteed application and then the one-time setup fee of $99. And then total these up here so I can break them back out for you. Okay, perfect. And then there's also $100 in Facebook ads every month included in the package. So nothing more than that $100 in ad credits there. And then $249 is the local programming. So it would be monthly, you'd be at $249. And it is all on a month-to-month basis, Google guaranteed, the map section, all of it is on month-to-month. And so monthly flat rate for the map programming is $249, plus the Facebook every month comes to $349. So then today, with the Google guaranteed and the setup, it'd be $698, but then recurring is only $249, plus whatever your lead fees are after that approval process. Is that about as clear as mud, Bailey?
Yep.
There's a lot of info.
Clear as water.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
With a little bit of vinegar in it. But.
Okay. Where's the vinegar?
No, I'm kidding. Anyway,
no, no worries.
I had to come up with some analogy because, like, you're
not so. Perfect. Perfect. So now is this, this sounds like something that's going to fit you perfectly for what you want to do. And based on what you're already doing, just build on that.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get you set up then and get you on Google Guaranteed, and we'll get you on that mount section. So what I'll do, Bailey, is I've got to gather a bunch of info from you. Most of it you'll probably already know off the top of your head. Let me just get a couple of reminders out of my face here. So part of my job is to be very thorough, make sure that everything is accurate, no typos, no errors. So I'll be double checking as I go to make sure that we accomplish that. The last thing we want out is errors. All right. So, and Bailey, is it B-A-I-L-E-E?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And on the card that you're using for payment today, does your middle initial appear or just first and last?
I think it's just first and last.
Okay.
Is there a way, though, that you can send me the invoice and I pay it through an online portal instead? Because I'm not allowed to get payment over the phone.
Oh, gotcha. There is actually a way to do that. Let me check some notes here. It's kind of complex. That's not it.
It's starting to be complicated. Is very, very particular on how that works. So.
No problem. No problem. Let me see what I can find. And it's funny you should mention it because I did just see the instructions on that earlier.
Hey, it's okay. I don't remember what I had for breakfast. So.
Oh, gosh. You know, we might be cousins, actually.
We might. I think
sisters from another mister. I think that's how they say
it. Probably. I wouldn't
know. Oh, it's just a lot.
Dad definitely,
He what?
A little player.
Oh, was he? Too funny. That is too
not,
funny.
Not was. Not past tense. Some shit don't change. Okay,
Gail? All right. Oh, I just found it. Found it. Okay. Sorry, I'm reading. See how we do this.
I can't multitask
either. Okay. Okay, I think I got it. We can do this. So what we'll do then, Bailey, is we'll go through all of the information gathering, get everything set up, subscription, and then either I'll be able to send you a link myself. If not, I'll have someone give me a hand with it. It's a rare occurrence, but it is definitely doable for you. So no problem. I'll be able to send you a link so you can input your own card info. Okay?
Wonderful.
Okay, perfect. And then, is your last name King?
Yes.
Okay. And Bailey, what's your email address, please?
It is bking at 44construction.com.
That's kind of hard to type at first. It's like a tongue twister for your fingers. Core 4.
I know. Everybody always wants to say 4-4. So, because we started off as just a 4-4 group of people.
Okay.
And we also have our 4 core values that we go
with.
Super vital to our company because we are... or strong believers, and we're the type of people that we do the right thing for the right reasons without asking anything in return. And all we want to do is help people, because in the roofing world, you see some really ugly things. And we all have very big hearts and are all people. So
right. Wow.
So
that's amazing. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I love what you're building, truly. And I am happy to be part of your empire building, because that's just amazing. Nothing short of. I love what you're doing.
Yeah, well,
I want to see you take. What's that?
So we believe in having a strong team, and I feel like you're going to be part of that. So
awesome. Wow. Oh, thank you. And I'm tickled. This is just way too cool, what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
I want to help you conquer the world.
Me too. I do. And then we're going to figure out how to conquer world peace, but that one's going to be a little bit of a bigger battle. So.
Yeah, that'll take a little more time, I'm afraid. Yep. Bailey, I just... No, it's definitely not. I just sent you a slew of emails. One of them is just more information on the Google Guaranteed if you want it. One of them is information on our dashboard and analytics, which I didn't even cover with you. You'll be able to go in anytime into our system in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, if you need to upload photos for us, anything like that. And then let's see. There it goes. Okay. I had to make sure it was doing something on this end. And then I've got your number, Bailey, is 512-954-4094.
Yes.
And is that also the business line?
No, the business line is actually 281-541.
Okay.
0027.
Got it. Thank you. So I'm going to fill in a couple blanks here. And are you at 22955 Tomball Parkway, Suite 26?
Yes.
Perfect. Silly thing, drop the suite. We'll make it behave one way or the other.
Do what?
Oh, I'm being witchy. I'm making it behave. I'm enforcing my will. I'm enforcing my will on the computer system. That's all. Just, you know,
that's
my.
Good. Yeah.
You do. You really do. Me versus it. Oh, my gosh. All right.
It's a never-ending battle with that one.
I know. Oh, too funny.
If only they worked at the same speed that our brains do.
Right? I always say that. I wish it could keep up. I mean, they're fast, but I really wish it could keep up with my brain. Because, yeah, my brain gets ahead of it once in a while.
Yeah,
Bailey, are you able to receive text messages at that 512 number?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you a couple of texts also, as soon as I can get a hold of them. So the first one I'm sending over is my direct contact information. So I am the lead on your account, always will be, and I do answer my phone, and I do return calls. So most of the time, though, you'll talk with your technician because they're the ones actually doing the work for you. But if you get stuck, if you have a question, if you have a problem, a complaint, anything, reach out to me and let me know. If I can't resolve it myself, I will get you to the person who can. So that's my contact info. You can put in your phone. And then I'm sending you customer service, which is where... You'll talk to your technician, and that one's on its way. And then let me see. That should do it for now.
Okay.
So, Perfect. Thank you. So it'll take us a minute to get everything going with the Google Guaranteed. It's just a little bit more complicated program and a little more complicated setup, but we're going to do our best. I'll try not to keep you all day.
Oh, you're fine. I can talk to you.
Aw, thank you.
I don't say that to many people.
What's that?
There are some people I could not speak on the phone all day to, but you could. I could.
Oh, my hairstylist. She drives me bonkers. I love her as a stylist, but her voice. It's something about her voice. It's just like, I can only handle 2 hours with her, really. It's kind of funny.
That is funny, but I completely understand. It's hard. Some people
are
super sweet, but it's like, you just can't.
Yeah, my daughter has a friend too. Her name is Sam. She's a sweetheart. What did I just do? But again, her voice is, no matter what she says, it sounds whiny, and it just grates, you know, after a while.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me grab the right stuff here. So I'm pulling information back and forth so that I can fill in, because two different departments work on it. There we go. That's what I wanted. Okay, Bailey. So we need to set up, it'll be your onboarding call, and we actually need to set up two of them. So one will be for the local map programming and the Facebook, and then the other one will be for just Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
So those calls, I'll call you at the time we agree on, get you introduced, and I'll settle in with your technician. And then those are the calls where we get to work right after. So the local map, we do an hour block, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And I like to do them at your earliest convenience, because we don't like to take your money and then not go to work. So it's just not fair. So let me see. I could do tomorrow. It looks like just about every hour on the hour, starting at 9 a.m. your time, and going through, see, the last one we could do would be 5. Is there anything in there that would work for you tomorrow?
Tomorrow, anything mid-afternoon is fine.
Okay, so if we said, how about 3 o'clock? Would 3 o'clock work, Bailey?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Perfect. I will build that calendar appointment quick. And I got to look at one more thing. Perfect.
Okay.
Everything is looking like it should. I like it when it happens. And then did you want to do your onboarding for the Google Guaranteed right after?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Get that calendar item built. Now, do you use Google Calendars at all, Bailey?
No, I don't, because we use Outlook
for work. Oh, sure. That makes sense. Oh, did those emails that I sent make it through to you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, and I've got one more on its way. The subject line on this one is local / CIE, and it is a calendar invite. And when you get that one, if you would open it up, and there'll be a yes, no, maybe option.
Okay. Got it.
Perfect. I'll just make sure I update it on this end to hold your spot. There it is. Nope, it didn't update yet. Were you able to hit the yes option?
Oh, not yet.
Oh, okay. Take your time. Just let me know when you get there. And I'm doing some more checklist items over here, so you're good. Are you still there, Bailey?
Yeah, I am. I'm opening the email right now.
Oh, gotcha. Awesome. You were so quiet. Your young one there must... Did your youngin get tired?
Not yet. She honestly just took a nap time, but my mom is watching her. I'm just gonna be going into the office. I work from home partially and then work in the office the other time. So, and I've got some stuff I've gotta get done this afternoon for.
Gotcha.
Sometimes I gotta go pick up some stuff from the embroidery place and. Some of our new flyers came in.
Wow. You are one busy lady. That's how you conquer the world. You just have to, you have to do the things and the stuff.
Yeah. Sure.
And I'm doing a few checklist items here. Yes. They've got a series of questions we have to answer to make sure that you're qualified for the Google Guaranteed. I knew you were already, but now I had to go through and do the check marks telling yes, I did verify that.
Yeah.
How'd that calendar invite work for you?
Good. I accepted it.
Awesome. Let me make sure it updated. Perfect. Thank you. And then I guess I should have done that while we were waiting on that too. I'm going to put together your Google Guaranteed onboarding really quick. And then I'll send that one to you too.
Okay.
Bailey, I'm excited for you. I got to say it. You remind me of a younger me. I used to own a remodeling company. This what I'm doing now is my retirement job. I absolutely love it. But you remind me of a younger me. Your goals, your dreams. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh gosh, absolutely.
It means more than you know. So thank you.
Oh gosh, you're welcome. No, I mean, it sounds like you're doing amazing already, and you're just now giving your company a huge, huge boost. This is, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
But it is, it's the best thing. It's, honestly, I was in real estate before and.
Oh, that's rough.
It was rough because I was working on weekends, especially, even though I do work some weekends now, but they're really by choice and it's just, for the sake of things that to better the business. But
right.
I didn't have an option when I was in real estate. And now that I have a 2-year-old, I was like, I need to be able to, work and be a mom still. And so that's why we're doing this, because we want to do something that's helping people. We don't want it.
Right.
I don't believe in selling anything to anybody that they don't need.
Exactly. So. Exactly. And that's always been my thing too. And that's actually why I really like my retirement job. we only work with people in the trades, which is where I grew up. My dad was an electrician. I mean, we never, you know, they made decent money, but we were all blue collar, and I've got cousins and brothers and sisters that are all in the trades still. And this just fit so well for me because now I get to help companies like yours achieve their goals. And that just, yeah, it's amazing for me. I absolutely love that feeling of being able to help. Yep, it is.
It's the whole goal in life, right? Is to do stuff, you know, to help people instead of just trying to, instead of it being about you, right? It's not
right.
It's not about you. It's not everybody
does. Right, exactly, exactly. Wow. Wow. Neat, neat, neat. Okay, Bailey. So I sent that other calendar appointment to you. Did you get that second one? Make you come. Perfect.
Okay.
Oops, on the update. Got it. Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's see. I know. I was going to ask you, do you have a Facebook business page? I'm sure you do.
Oh, yeah. Of course you do.
Of course. Of course you do. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, wow. There it is. Right there. Perfect. So part of what I'm doing right now too, Bailey, is I'm gathering like your website address and Facebook business page, all those things, so that your technician has got that in front of them tomorrow morning, or afternoon. That way it won't take as much time with them. Now, I'm going to guess I probably already know the answer, but this is entirely up to you. You are eligible for us to rebuild your website for you so that it's Google compliant and optimized. We don't charge for it, but I don't know. Is your website professionally designed? Is it something that you're completely happy with as is? Because that's fine too.
Yeah, I built our website. Now, if y'all wanted to help out on, like, the SEO side of things, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm never going to say no to that.
Okay. I'll let them know. Let's see. Note in here. Okay, perfect. I really do like your website.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I love that big roof that you've got there. That's
we did a motel, and that was one of our favorite projects. That, and we also just did, we just built a women's center. And just got done with that build. That was, talk about fulfilling.
Nice. That is very cool.
Yeah, so we're doing some great things. We're really involved with the community and stuff. We go and we have a snowplow trailer that we use to take to events and stuff. So, like, when community blood drives are happening, things like that.
Hi!
Hi!
Wow.
We go out there and hand out free snow cones. And,
That's awesome.
You did what?
You did
what? You do?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you
want to
get it?
And,
oh, here. Okay.
And Bailey, is it easier for you for us to contact you by phone, text, or email? Or are any of those okay?
Any's fine. Yeah, I'm available anyway. I am on the phone a lot, so.
I can imagine.
Yeah, if you call or something, if I don't answer, I'll always call back.
Okay. Perfect. And then let's go ahead and get your services listed out. So we want to say roofing, roof repair, roof replacement. Roof installation. How else would you like to say your services, Bailey?
We also do commercial, flat roofing, PPO.
PPO. Okay, got it.
PPO is a type of flat roofing system.
Gotcha. Okay. Anything else?
We're also about to become a metal manufacturer.
Wow, okay.
We just got the new warehouse and the equipment and everything. So we're about to start doing that ourselves.
Wow, nice. Okay, I'm going to put that in here too. Should I say metal manufacturing, but then also... I just had another word.
Installation.
There we go. Perfect. Anything else?
We do pre-roofing inspections.
Ooh.
And quote.
I am going to put a note on here. Something I want to highlight for your tech, because free roof inspections and free quotes is something that they might want to highlight in your ad on Facebook. Well, they can on your GDP too. There we go. Ah, I got a nice note for them. I asked them to check to see if that's something that they would recommend doing. I don't program, and I do not profess to be good at putting up Facebook ads. That's something that other people do. So if that's relevant for them, and it may very well be. Let's see. Okay, and what do you have for hours of operation? That's probably on your GDP. It says you're open 24 hours on your Google Business profile. Do you want to keep it that way, or do you want to change them at all?
So that's a hard one, okay, because we do inspections 7 days a week, but we do it during daylight hours, because I'm not about to let my guys get on a roof at night.
Yeah, no, probably not.
So, you could probably, honestly, you could mark it from like 8 to 6 on the weekdays.
Okay.
And then,
okay.
And on Saturday. And then on Sunday, if you'll put it from 12 to 4.
You got it. 12 to 4, Sunday. Perfect. And put that over on your GBP too. Or, I'm sorry, your Google guaranteed. Good thing I have the computer because I lost my brain for just a minute there. And then I'm going to text you. Okay, this is abbreviated, but... So, for the background check, Google uses a third party, one of two. One company is called Pinkerton, the other is Evident ID. So I'm sending you a text that just says BGC, background check, identity check, communication comes from non-Google email address. So just so you are aware and watch for that. I think I found a typo, and I don't like typos. There we go. Okay, just so you have those names when they contact you.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. All these little checkoff items. Lots of details. That looks good. And then did you, oh, we're not doing a web page for you. Okay. Let's go ahead and set up your security challenge question and answer. So I would recommend anytime somebody calls from Local Splash or says they're from Local Splash, anything like that, give them the challenge question. If they can't answer it, then of course it's not us. We don't ever call you asking for more money. So if that ever, if you ever get a call from somebody and it's kind of vague, it's not us. Ask them the challenge question and they'll probably hang up on you, which is for the better because they're probably trying to scam you if they're trying to pretend to be us. But because there are so many iffy people out there, we did a question answer system. So options are mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the city.
Okay. And what city is that?
Austin, Texas.
Austin. I love Austin. I was down
where
there a few years ago. I'm in Colorado. I went down a few years. What's that?
I said you lucky duck.
Oh, I love it here. But you know, you guys have got some pretty cool stuff going on down there too. So,
I love Colorado, but I get very, very, very altitude sick.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, you've got to drink a lot of water and take aspirin, and that'll help. I mean, like loads of water.
We've got to get down to rent an oxygen tank when we go.
Oh, not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. If you need it, you need it.
But I have an autoimmune disorder, and I don't know if it makes it worse, like if that's the reason why it's so bad.
Right.
But it could be. And I'm asthmatic too, so.
Oh, gosh. You got it all going on.
I know. I have lupus, and then I have asthma. I'm a 2-year-old. They're all eating me all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You've got so much going on. I love it, though.
Yes. I do, too. I want to
see the world. I'm going back through and double-checking, make sure we've got everything filled in that they want. Get the right stuff in here for everybody. Here's tomorrow.
Say that again, I'm sorry. One, two, three.
That's it. I found a typo. I'm glad I double-checked everything. Dreaded typos.
There
we go. Okay, that looks good. So I'm going to go ahead and get your subscription set up, and then we're going to figure out, before I forget. So, Bailey, let's do this. Let's hang up, and then I'll call you right back. Our phone system, it's silly. It doesn't imagine that anybody could ever talk for an hour. So it assumes that after an hour is up, it should just cut our line. So we'll have to disconnect, and then I'll dial you back to restart my timer. Would that be all right?
That's fine. Could we actually, can you give me like 15 minutes? Because I'm about to go get in the car.
You bet. Yeah, absolutely. That'll actually work great for me because then I think maybe in the meantime I can get you set up so you can input your own credit card info.
Oh, perfect. Yes.
So, yeah. Okay. So 15 minutes it is. I'll talk to you then.
Okay. Yeah,
all right. Talk to you in a little bit.